PR and KRCC, I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado lawmakers are trying to lower property taxes, but not too much. CPR's Andrew Kenny explains.
Rising property values mean higher tax bills for many Coloradans. A new bill at the legislature would temporarily lower property tax rates. Residential property owners may get discounts ranging from 3 to 5% for the next couple years. Here's Democratic Senator Chris Hansen.
And we're really trying to step in, do something proactive on a bipartisan basis that's going to provide targeted property tax relief.
The bill would also allow homeowners to delay part of their payment when their taxes go up too fast. But some conservatives are upset because it could also cancel out a separate, larger potential tax cut that may be on the ballot this year. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Drought conditions continue to improve. The U.S. Drought Monitor map has the eastern half of Colorado as drought-free. But it's a different story west of the Continental Divide. Extreme and exceptional drought continues in San Miguel, Mesa, and Moffat counties, which can lead to large wildfires and low stream flow, with the latter limiting rafting and fishing opportunities. Denver's Ball Arena has been approved to open at full capacity for the next round of the NBA and NHL playoffs. That's if the Nuggets and Avalanche advance to the next round, of course. Fans 3 and older must wear a mask inside the arena. Denver, 78 degrees. Colorado Springs, 74. Fort Collins, 79. This is CPR and KRCC.